This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative radio show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. Let me tell you, if you're looking for pure entertainment, this is not the place you want to be. If you're looking for pure intelligence, this is not the place to be. Or if you're looking for pure 100% guidance on the law, this is not the place to be. But if you want a little bit of everything, this is where you want to be, because that's we throw a little bit of it all in here. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about legal issues, but it's just general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you advice. Only use us as a sharp spear when you're with your in-laws at Christmas time and New Year's and Thanksgiving and coming up Halloween. You just use us when the father-in-law or sometimes the mother-in-law, usually it's the father-in-law, says, they say. And you say, well, I'll combat the they say and say, Radio Law Talk says
this. Yeah, Radio Law Talk, I heard.
That's right.
That's how many beans make five. That's what they told me.
That's exactly right. So that's the only time you want to use us. And if you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We are on all kinds of platforms, huh, Denise? We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're on TikTok. It's Radio TikTok. What is it? Radio Law TikTok. But we never put anything on there, so it doesn't matter.
There's only one thing on there.
We don't do any of that stuff. But anyway.
We've had people to do duets with us.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Our duet one. We have had duets. Todd, we're going to have to do a little bit more on
TikTok.
Yeah,
well, you know, there was one trend I thought would have been hilarious to do with the Fleetwood Mac song, but that might have... I'm not certain the hip thrust would have worked for us. If Cal and Fred and I all tried that, we'd probably all throw a hip.
It'd all be dislocated, and then we'd all be doing the show from the hospital room.
From the ground trying to get up.
It'd be the first one in that trend where we're all on walkers trying to do...
I can see Denise standing. I'm picturing Denise standing over all three of us. We're trying to get up. We can't get up. She's trying to lift us all up. Come on. Get up, guys. Help me out here. Oh, my gosh. We're going to and you know what? During the time period that you hear this show, sometimes they're replayed. You can go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to our podcast. What's cool about the website is our podcast, if you want any topic, you can just type in that topic, and it'll take you to what shows we talked about that topic. And that was really cool about the computer and about our website. So do that, and you'll enjoy yourself. We're going to talk about a lot of things this hour. We're going to talk really a lot about the Supreme Court, what the different state Supreme Courts, what they're allowing and not disallowing, what states are allowing mail-in ballots. Most of them are, but you know, what type of things are allowed. Can you throw out a ballot if its signature is not right? You know, there's all types of things. And we're going to...
There's going to be a group of cases that make it to the U.S. Supreme Court, for sure.
Everyone thinks the election's going to be over. what, November 4th?
When we get to that, topic, what we expect will happen, and maybe the lack of certainty on the 3rd of November, because of ballots that have yet to be counted, is one of the reasons they started and created the Electoral College, and we'll talk about that. That's why we have the Electoral College.
Yeah.
I was just going to say it's a fascinating look behind the curtain as to why somebody, the founders, said, wait a minute, what's going to be a better system? How are people going to know, with no communication from the other states, how are people going to know the election's even over? And for that matter, who won? Remember, when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated over 100 years later, it took 2 weeks, 3 weeks for the rest of the country to find out what really happened.
Yeah.
So the communication just wasn't what it was.
Well, see,
so
here it happens, what, you know, in 30 seconds?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if, what's right. That's the problem. It's yeah. it's just all the pundits. But we're also going to talk about a number of other things. But we do this. We do Radio Law Talk for one thing and one thing only, and that is for Cal to stump us on Radio Law Talk's famous Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right. I hope you like this one. Famed Irish author, poet, playwright Oscar Wilde lived a wild life. He was scandalized for his private life, his sexual preferences, and spent prison there. And finally, he came to his end of days at the young age of 46. He was suffering from cerebral meningitis. As he lay in his Paris hotel suite, he said as his final farewell statement, "I shall die as I have lived, beyond my means." And he was telling the truth. Wilde died leaving behind a large, unpaid hotel bill. The hotel chief of security, a certain Frederick Lesouche, was assigned by the owners of the hotel to look at Wilde's recent prison stay, see if he had any money, and go after the hotel bill, going after Wilde's wife and his two children, from whom he was estranged. So he immediately, upon Wilde's death, sought legal counsel to see if the Parisian courts would force his heirs to pay the bill. Which is why I ask you, case or no case? Mr. Penny, I think it's...
Oh, your, it's
or Mr. Kunin, I think Kunin. It's your opportunity
it to is,
decide.
It is mine.
Yeah.
It is mine. Okay, so let me get this straight here. We're asking if the French would go after the family of a dead man to pay a bill. Okay? Not that I'm going to...
I know where this is going.
All right. So, let me tell you something, Mr. Cal.
Things are possible.
it could be. Maybe we could set this up for a
listening tomorrow. To the show, we apologize in advance. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. I believe Wilde probably did die with an immense debt, probably owed a lot of things. But I'm going to go with true scenario, but it did not result in a case.
Hmm. Ms. Dirks, remember this was a... No, I don't want to talk into it. Ms. Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
I just don't like it.
oh, come on.
You know that since I won last time, I have gotten 0 points in the whole new session. Not
now you know
points.
How I feel.
You see,
well, they, you're with me.
As they say, the universe evens out sometimes. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Good fortune is
so it's
fickle.
A Paris court.
Yeah.
And I remember something about debtor's jail.
A place currently
right?
presently called Le Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it is no case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you? To
so you said no case. Did you say no case?
I said no case.
Okay, I'm going to say it's a case just because I know I'm going to lose anyway. I want Denise to get something.
Way to cover it,
I'm here.
So
no,
optimistic.
I'm here. Look,
yeah.
If I agree with Denise, it's going to be an automatic loss for Denise. I have no legal reasoning here. It's just pure love of Denise. I'm going to take care of Denise. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to say it's a case, and the hotel wins.
And by the way,
so give me my 0 points.
It's not unusual at that time for people to live in hotels, as you know, high celebrities and so on, and also apparently not unusual for them to not die and leave behind a bill. So those of
now,
you who
just give me my
those of you who
point.
Say this was a case, may I see? Oh, Fred.
I helped you. I knew it.
Now here's the cool thing about this.
Yeah.
Le Hotel has capitalized on Oscar Wilde's death. So they didn't just say, well, forget it. They said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep the suite in which he died. We will name it after him, the Oscar Wilde suite. And yes, if you're a tad strange, you can stay there. Many people pay a premium rate at Le Hotel to do so. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... case or no case for this hour. Congratulations to Denise and Todd and Fred. Better luck next time.
Now, if they were to adopt the phrase for that hotel, say, well, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave,
yes.
Would they be guilty of copyright infringement for Hotel California?
If they took it now, they would. Would they not? I think so, probably.
So what do you do in, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court in Alabama. Oh, we can, Cal?
Well, you got 30 seconds. Go
no,
ahead.
Okay, we're going to talk about Supreme Court of Alabama when we come back. about whether or not there's curbside voting is allowed. We'll be back after this.
So wait, you can do curbside testing for COVID. You can get a curbside flu shot.
Curbside marijuana.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's very true.
In Shasta Lake City, California.
Well, I don't know if you can get curbside marijuana in Alabama.
Oh, maybe not there.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue just a bit. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Boys are weird.
So we're talking about the Supreme Court in different states. Look, we got this curbside voting. It's like Cal said, it's, you know, getting your hamburger, you can pull up. But Supreme Court of Alabama has said, no, you are not going to allow curbside voting. And really, it'd be kind of a shock as to, okay, who brought this? The Democrats? No, it was the ADA. It was an ADA argument violation that they're saying that the American Disabilities Act, it's easier for them to pull up curbside and vote. But the Alabama state officials banned that curbside voting, and the lawsuit actually came and saying that this was an ADA violation, among other things.
But, you know, and it makes sense with the ADA violation. There's one thing about, you know, folks that are in wheelchairs that may be not able to make it to a certain location to put it off. I think the stronger argument is that with COVID-19, you have some people that are disproportionately more impacted by the virus. They are in categories for which contracting the virus has a statistically higher likelihood of resulting in a fatality.
Right.
And so, you know, those folks are seeking a reprieve to be able to vote so they don't expose themselves to a life or death situation. But the Alabama Supreme Court said...
Well, this is actually the U.S. Supreme Court.
The
U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Alabama... court that said that they would not allow for there to be curbside. The funny thing is, I mean, this isn't funny because we're going to start seeing it a lot, but their dissent was the three liberal justices. So there wasn't a whole lot said on this case by the Supreme Court.
They said nothing, yeah. It was the state Supreme Court.
No, it's actually the U.S. Supreme Court.
It would have to be because the ADA is a federal act.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of the Pennsylvania case.
We have a lot of good cases involving votes right now. It's pretty cool.
Sorry, that was the next one. I was reading about that.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I just really thought that it would have benefited us to have more comment, if you will, from the justices that decided not to take the case up.
So this is what maybe I don't get it, okay, the drop-off boxes, maybe, and they're saying instead of mailing them, you have the drop-off boxes. I don't get how this is a problem for Democrat or Republican. Cal, what's that?
Sure.
I don't see how there could be fraud.
The core issue is that there's a practice called ballot harvesting, and that is where the Republicans will go to gun stores, places where Republicans are likely to congregate, and they will, what they think in their brains, I guess, and they put up unofficial ballot collection boxes that nobody monitors 24 hours a day,
right.
And sometimes they pay people to pick them up, and that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So the drop boxes is not from official government drop boxes put up by the election department, but rather those that are put up by particular interest groups in the idea of tilting the election in their favor, which the Democrats have done historically in California. The Republicans decided to respond in kind this year, and the Dems are getting a little upset that they're saying, wait a minute, you can't harvest ballots.
I guess it's not... I guess you drop your mail in that box. And
no,
who,
not mail. No,
I mean, not
no,
mail,
no,
but you
no,
drop your ballot in that
right,
box.
Right.
Who picks it up?
Whoever wants the person they've assigned to do it.
Yes, it's.
But it's the elections department.
That's the point.
And
these
the
ballot
point
boxes,
is,
it is not.
In California, they have appeared in, I think it's Orange County,
Riverside,
and somewhere mid-state.
Yeah, I think maybe in the Fresno area, right?
Yeah. And they're outside of churches or they're outside of.
So, like, the church will pick them up and bring them in.
Exactly. Well, you can't do that. It's against our.
It breaks the chain of custody of the ballot.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
You know, the thing that I see with all of the proposed changes to essentially the way balloting and voting occurred in the last election or up until the COVID-19 is... historically, if somebody had introduced, say, a new polling methodology or a new machine to take your votes and stuff, they took those machines, they ran them through testing, they tried to expose vulnerabilities, they looked at these things before they actually put them into place, into practice. There was a procedure that took years to perfect, years to review, to say, this is how we're going to collect the votes. Well, COVID-19 hits in January, February of this year, and we have all of these proposals, which by their very nature could not have gone through the vetting process.
In a mad panic.
Could not have gone through the vetting process to try to expose vulnerabilities, liabilities, ways that this could go wrong, could go right.
Agreed.
And they're now being implemented under the guise of trying to protect people the pandemic. But we cannot ignore the fact that we don't know how that's going to impact the reliability of the vote. We just don't know because we couldn't go through the vetting process.
Well, ironically, in California, the Secretary of State and the Attorney General have filed lawsuits against these Republican groups saying you can't do that. And they're saying, well, wait a minute. Your Democrats can go knock on doors of old folks' homes or whatever and get people to vote there. That's just ballot harvesting. They're taking the ballot and delivering it. What's the difference? So there's still, the matter still is officially unresolved. But it's a fascinating take on everybody saying if we want to get everyone who can vote can. Is that the best way? Great question.
Yeah, so in Pennsylvania, I did not know this. In 2016, Trump won by right around 1%, just a little bit less than 1%, and that's a battleground. And so the Trump reelection campaign brought a lawsuit saying, hey, we're not going to do these drop boxes. And
mail-in voting.
Sought to block drop boxes for Pennsylvania's vote by mail system. That's what they did.
Yeah, and they don't want to delay this because it's going to be to somebody's advantage somewhere to drag all of this out, have a bunch of last-minute ballots all of a sudden pop in out of somebody's trunk like happened in Minnesota in the election of the senator who was disgraced out there so they don't want that to happen.
Yeah, so they don't want it to happen in Pennsylvania.
Vote on this day, count on this day, let's go home.
And so Pennsylvania judge throws that out and says, they're allowed in Pennsylvania. So that's interesting. So it's all over the place is what I'm trying to bring up is, yes, in this state, no, in that state, can and can't. It's going kind of weird.
Yeah, I think that Pennsylvania is the same as California, though. Even if you get a mail-in vote and you do it by mail-in, you can still drop it off at the election office or in those ballot boxes.
Right. And
have to be mailed.
And in California, if you want to vote at an election office, you need to take into that election office your mail-in ballot.
Well,
you
guess what, Cal?
Yeah.
More important than that, Google just got hit, the government, antitrust lawsuit. We're going to talk about that.
Cool.
When we come back.
All right. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate that. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up and right here and almost right now to our break. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, is again hammering President Trump's response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
President Trump said, "We're rounding the corner. It's going away. We're learning to live with it." They are quotes. But as I told him last night, we're not learning to live with it. We're learning to die with it.
As far as a new coronavirus relief bill, Republican Senator John Thune from North Dakota believes it will happen after the election.
We've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution.
Thune speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, before we get into talking a little bit about Google antitrust, we had a few other fun. You wanted to talk about one thing.
There was one thing that I wanted to point out, and it's with regard to mail-in balloting and the effect that all this is going to have on the election. And it's this. There's the very real likelihood, and I would say probability, that come midnight on November 3rd, after the full election day is done, there may be several states where we still don't know what the vote totals are, because there's ballots that came in by mail that have yet to be counted. It's not like, historically, when news organizations would call it for a certain state, it's because they had folks outside of polling centers that were asking people informally, who'd you vote for, what happened, and they were able to project who the winner was based upon the responses that they were getting before the official results came in. Well, this year, that's going to be very difficult with mail-in voting, and some stats are up to a third of the voters have already voted. And so the question here is, did the founding fathers envision this type of scenario and take measures to ensure certainty of an election in such a scenario? And the answer is yes, because back in the 1700s, people were voting all over the United States, and you wouldn't know. Cal, I think you were the one that said that when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, there were folks that weren't finding out about it for 2 weeks.
Right.
And so we don't know. They couldn't know back then who was voting for whom all over, at that point in time, 13 states. And then as it expanded, they couldn't know. And so they created this thing called the Electoral College and the convention that's held in December. where the electors, which is what you're really voting for in November, the electors would attend the convention in December and cast their electoral votes so that at the end of that day, you knew with certainty who the president was. That is the system that we have, and that has been in place to take care of just such an eventuality for the last 200 plus years.
And it's always been under the purview of the states, the way elections are handled.
Yes.
And whether it's a winner take all or it's by congressional district or whatever it may be. But the Electoral College has not been under the purview of the states except who they're going to send to the convention.
That's right.
It is a U.S. constitutional requirement that we use the Electoral College. And by the way, another reason they did this was to avoid what they called the tyranny of the majority, to make sure that the heavily populated areas that have a tendency to lean the same way politically would not be the only ones to decide who the president of the United States would be.
They wanted a system whereby a clear-cut majority of all votes that were cast would indicate who the head of the executive branch would be. And you wouldn't get that if it was just a majority. I mean, you get five candidates that could split the vote 20%, 20%, 20%, but one person gets 21, somebody gets 19, the person with 21% wins.
Right.
And it was very literally, the concern was people saying, well, that's not my president, I didn't vote for him, which is exactly what we heard after 2016.
Have we heard that before?
So,
there's some
wisdom in the Electoral College process.
So you think about the political process, you think about lawyers and court documents. So
yes.
We were going on with some very interesting, well, let's talk about some interesting, fun, anecdotal, true stories. And we said we were going to talk about one, Todd, that we specifically knew about.
Yes.
Dealt with us in a minute. But here's an interesting one. Lawyer, the youngest son, the 20-year-old, how old is he? Witness, he's 20, much like your IQ. And these are actual court documents that they're talking about. Here's the one I love, and I'm gonna say it in a different way because we're on radio. So the date of this is about, you know, whether or not this was your child or not, and they're questioning the mother. So the date of conception of the baby was August 8th, correct? Witness, yes. Lawyer, and what were you doing at that time? Witness, I'm going to say the word making love, but she didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. This one here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go on. You want me to be the lawyer, or you want me to be the doctor?
You be the doctor. I'll be the lawyer.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse?
No.
Did you check for blood pressure?
No.
Did you check for breathing?
No.
So then, is it possible that the patient was alive when you began the autopsy?
No.
How can you be so sure, doctor?
Because his brain was sitting on my desk in a jar.
I see. But okay. Could the patient still have been alive nonetheless?
Yes, it is possible that he could have been alive and practicing law. That is an actual, came from a court case that was heard. So here's, I like the one that you brought up about the trees.
Oh, yes.
Bring that one up.
Okay, so this is the lawyer. Doctor, did you say he was shot in the woods? Answer, no, I said he was shot in the lumbar region.
lumbar.
No, the better one than that is, lawyer, could you see him from where you were standing? Witness, I could see his head. Lawyer, and where was his head? Witness, just above the shoulders. I'm sure like that, I would have maybe said that, you know, where was it? Behind the post, well, you know, above his shoulders.
This is the one I like. Lawyer, any suggestions as to what prevented this from being a murder trial instead of an attempted murder trial? Answer, yeah, the victim lived.
Yes.
Okay.
But this one, she has three children, right? Witness, yep. Oh, yes. Lawyer, how many were boys? Witness, none. Were they all girls?
Genius.
And just tell you something. But you know what? I've been in court before, and sometimes, you know, you're going so fast, you're not thinking as clearly as you want to. You're doing three things at once, and you ask a question, and sometimes they look at you like, you got another one, Todd?
Yeah. Now, sir, I'm sure you're an intelligent and honest man. Witness, thank you. And if I weren't under oath, I'd return the compliment.
Ooh, and again, these are actual court documents that we're reading from about lawyer. Lawyer, what happened then? Witness, he told me, he says, I have to kill you because you can identify me. Lawyer, Did he kill you? Witness, pause. No.
Yes, I'm not really here.
And this, again, these are all coming from this book called Disorder in the Court by Charles Sevilla.
This one.
Yeah.
What was the first thing your husband said to you that morning? Witness. He said, "Where am I, Kathy?" Lawyer. "And why did this upset you?" Witness. "My name is Susan."
That's a good one, too. Lawyer, what is the date of your birth? July 18th. What year? Every year. This is actual stuff that's in courtrooms, guys. Can you believe that? Lawyer. Now, doctor, isn't it true when a person dies in his sleep, he doesn't know about it until the next morning? Witness. Witness. This is an actual true court document. Witness. Did you actually pass the bar exam?
How old is your son, the one living with you? Witness. 38 or 35. I can't remember which. Well, how long has he lived with you? 45 years.
Don't you just love the stuff that they do? This is an interesting one about the circus. And I don't know if we should read this, but it's just interesting. I don't know what year this was. Can you describe the individual? He was about medium height, and he had a beard. Lawyer, was it a male or female? Witness, unless the circus was in town, I'm going to go with the male. That was interesting.
Lawyer, are you qualified to give a urine sample? Witness, are you qualified to ask that question?
Tell them just being mad about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think we want to do the last one.
Oh, come on. That one is awesome.
We just can't do that one. This is the best one.
You are a chicken.
I don't know.
But this raises the question. How many witnesses are happy to be in court, and are they looking for a reason to...
Only the ones being paid.
Right. The experts are glad to be there.
Yeah, the experts make money on it. But right. Those are kind of few funny things from the lawyer.
We need a new saying for the kids say, and it's Fred is chicken.
Fred is chicken.
We chicken because he won't do the last one.
That is a good one. I'm telling you, it's the best one of all. It really is the best one of all, and I'm trying to think of a way to say it without being in trouble, but we can't.
All right.
I love it.
Too many affiliates, and we respect them too much.
This is a family show.
So we're going to start Radio Law Talk after hours, and once we do, you can tune in and hear the joke then.
Yeah.
Or you could hear it on the podcast after we shut down everything else.
So the best part, so we're going to lawyer jokes. We jumped to antitrust against Google. This was just filed. This, very interesting. We're going to touch on it when we start at the beginning of the hour, but beginning of the last segment. And we're going to have...
But the government told me I can't trust Google?
Yeah, we can't. I didn't know this statistically, by the way, those of you out there. Statistically... It is that they have, up to 95% of the searches go through Google now? 95%!
Yeah.
That is pretty much...
And the people at Microsoft and Bing are going, dang it! We missed a trick on that one, didn't we, boys?
I don't know. Yahoo missed it. But what were those other ones, too? What were the other ones?
Oh, there were Excite and a bunch of them, and they...
Hang on. We'll be back and have some more fun.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll continue with Radio Law Talk in just a little bit right here. If you stay there, as I've said before, much to many people's chagrin, we promise we will be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All that stuff.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many of your favorite radio stations.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
And now back to the show. Here's Frederick Penny.
Yeah, it's interesting that we're talking about Google, that 95% of the searches are through Google. And they brought a class action lawsuit, an antitrust lawsuit, the government against Google, just recently. And there's a number of things that they're trying to say, which is that there's some interesting things that they're noting down. They're saying it's a monopoly, right?
They are. And let's remember one thing for those of you that might not be familiar with antitrust issues. Issues and monopoly and why that may or may not be a good thing, because I mean, at first blush, people think, hey, we live in a society, we live in a free market, and so why not build your business so it can be as strong as it can be? What is wrong with that? Well, our economy and a market economy actually thrives when the consumer has viable choices over which product or service they want to use. And when one company gets so big that it destroys the choice for their consumer because there is no viable option, that's when the antitrust legislation, the antitrust laws kick in. It's designed to protect the consumer's ability to have a choice before them. And, well, what did you say Google has? What,
95.
95% of the searches are on Google. It's a huge company. So the question here is, even though we have Yahoo,
right,
and we have Bing, and we have
MSN
other searches,
that might have a zero. I don't even know if it's around anymore.
Most of them, I think, has one.
Right. So the question here is that really giving the consumer enough choice.
They're going to argue they're just better.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. We are just
better. You had something to say?
Well, I was going to say that the most significant case, and some people our age may remember this, was American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yes.
When there was a judge who said, listen, I don't care what you say. You're too big. We're going to break you guys up, make a bunch of what are called baby bells,
right,
because you guys own every phone line, every telephone handset. You can set the rates and do anything you want. And that's when long distance started becoming cheaper and local telephone service started becoming cheaper. And much to AT&T's chagrin, I don't know if you know this, I went to one of these just the other day. Mm-hmm. Went to an AT&T office in my hometown, went inside because all I saw were competitors, racks of equipment, and nobody there from the phone company. There was one person there like a caretaker.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the phone company guys are gone, basically, except the repair and installation crews.
You see, and that's what that's where a monopoly can really undermine a market economy. Because if the consumer has multiple choices that they can choose from, multiple entities for services or products they can choose from, then the different competitors, the different entities, compete with each other, usually in offering a service or a product at a lower price. How low can we offer this? Well, we still make a profit and give it to the consumer.
Think of the days when there were four gasoline stations on many corners.
Yes.
Think of that.
So, but if any one of them gets so big that all of the others go out of business, then that one surviving entity can say, I don't have to compete with anybody else in price because there's no other game in town. You're going to pay whatever I say you have to pay.
Think of some big box retailers.
Yes.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. This is going to settle out of court.
It will.
Because don't forget, they filed under Section 2 of the Sherman Act. And the Sherman Act basically says, you're a monopoly, we're going to break you up. Here's what's interesting. Here's some little facts. I didn't know that the market value of Google right now is $1 trillion, and their annual revenue exceeds $160 billion, with a B, a year in revenue.
Which they're making off of all of those searchers and Gmail users whom they are not compensating for their data.
Right, and so what they're doing is they're saying they're engaging in, quote, anti-competitive conduct to lock up distribution channels and block rivals, which is what the argument's going to be. Now, here's something interesting. Did you know, in the government, this is from their complaint. The government says it's so dominant that it's not only a noun, it's a verb.
That's true.
That Google is a noun and a verb. A verb as to, that means I'm going to go Google something. You're
That's
searching
right.
something. A noun because it is actually a company.
A thing.
But right. Here's some other stuff I didn't know. That Google pays Apple billions of dollars, and Apple is a powerhouse, a year to be the de facto exclusive search engine on Safari web browsers on all Apple devices.
Yep.
But now I guess you can argue, now you jump on Google's side. Oh, but we're not on Samsung or whatever.
That's right.
So.
And guess what? It's the default web browser, but there's still something in there where you can change your web browser. It says your default is this, but if you would like it to be something different, go ahead and pick something different.
I just got a thing on my iPhone today saying, please install Microsoft Edge because I use it in other computers because I'm not that big a Google fan. All the data they gather up, so I use a different browser. They sent me a thing, please install this on your iPhone. So they are available, yes.
They are.
We are going to be watching this antitrust lawsuit going forward.
Absolutely.
This is very interesting. Let's talk about students. We've kind of talked about college students, you know, that have paid tuition, and this is one that I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. I think it's interesting because I do have a college student son who goes to school and he's getting his master's, trying to get his master's in business online, which it wasn't online. It was a normal, you know, decent, good university that he was at classes like normal students do, and now it's all online. And the students in the state of California and other universities, other places around the United States, the reason California, because there's Cal State universities and there's Cal University, so there's a lot of different ones, but University of San Diego is the one main lawsuit is against University of San Diego and other California states saying, look, we want either a full refund or we want at least a partial refund, and they haven't said the amount yet, because what we signed up for, and what we paid for is hands-on learning, face-to-face interaction, study sessions, you know, workouts in the student gym, working out at the pool. All this stuff is what we signed up for, and getting an education.
And dormitories in some cases.
Yeah, and dormitories. Now, Now you have a good argument as to, okay, this is a class action lawsuit. No, this is what you paid for, and what is do you think they could have just paid for?
So look, here's my idea. Anybody who has graduated that has had to attend school during the COVID lockdown era, so they've had some classes online, whatever, are you getting a diploma with an asterisk saying, yeah, you got your degree in journalism, but that was a COVID-19 degree? Yeah. Are you getting anything with an asterisk there associated
with
it? Yes,
the baseball season and the football season and the basketball season. There's proof, Your Honor, that even big things like that are...
Those aren't degrees.
Inexorably altered, though, by the circumstance.
Those are not degrees.
That's true.
But that's what they're saying is that's what they paid for.
So are you getting anything? Are you still able to take the class? Yes, you're still able to take the class. You take it in an online learning environment, but you're still able to take the class. The other thing, and this is for those of us that have gone to college and then gotten out of college and then actually gone to work in the industry that we studied to get into. There is what you learn in school, and then there's what you learn once you get in there. And I'm telling you right now, I went to 3 years of law school. 95% of what I do as a lawyer, I learned after I got out of law school and started practicing law.
That's right.
The degree just helped me get, it was like a key to get me through the door. And nobody is being denied that degree. You can still
get it.
Yeah,
but they can argue, look, the experience was what we paid for also, not just the degree.
And show me in the documentation when the tuition came down about how many classes you could take where you were guaranteed or promised as part of your tuition that you would have the experience. You're there for the degree.
Yeah,
no, you're still
that's
the argument that comes back on the other side. I think this is going to be an interesting take back and forth. I mean, it's like,
but you know what, Todd? It's you go back at factual cases and what has actually happened in the past, and it's clearly shown it's more than just the degree. It's the experience of, I can list it all,
That's
where I'm going to find my wife, Oh, I can't find her now because I can't COVID. I can't
college
go
football games, for that matter.
Go to the football game.
I'm glad to hear both of your takes on that.
Okay.
That's really great. Both have really good takes on that particular issue. And now it's time for your quick take. Mr. Penny, what is your quick take?
Remember when I started this show, Hour One? The way to figure out who's going to win the presidency is simple. Add up the amount of pickups, and then add up the amount of Priuses and Subaru station wagons, and that's going to tell you who's going to win. Oh, by the way, if you can't figure it out, take a guess which is which.
So I guess you could say vehicular demographics. Mr. Keenan, what is your quick take?
Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. It's the first time I ever wish the Supreme Court released a calendar.
Okay, come back next week, 9 to noon, every Saturday Pacific time.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.